Beautiful souls, welcome and thank you for joining us for our live class in the jungle. Today we are working on a balancing flow. So we are gonna get sweaty, we're gonna work on our core, we're gonna open our hips, and we're going to cultivate clarity and strength in our center. So grab some props, a block, a strap, a cushion, and let's get ready to flow. Take our thumb and index finger together. And taking a nice deep lengthening breath up our spine and exhaling out a nice soft sigh. So, good morning, beautiful souls. Hope you're all doing well. Today, we're dedicating our practice to the element of fire. So, I invite you to participate. What does fire bring up for you? What is one word that comes to your mind when you think of fire? What are some of the characteristics of fire?
Heat.
Burning. Heat, burning, yes.
Transformation,
yeah.
Passion.
Energy, passion. Came from over there. Someone with passion.
Cleansing,
yeah. Fire cleanses and purifies, right? What else?
Activity,
yeah.
Sensation,
sure. Definitely feel a fire, don't you? Okay, beautiful. So let's close our eyes for a moment. Relaxing the belly nice and soft. The element of fire that exists within us as digestion, as passion, as creativity, as transformation, as purification, is so central to this practice of yoga. We often talk about building our inner fire in the form of tapas, or discipline. So discipline is a quality of fire, showing up to this practice, even if you wanted those extra few minutes in bed. So take a moment and bring into your heart an aspect of your life that you are ready to transform. What is something that is no longer serving you? Today, I invite you to offer your practice into the fire of this discipline. Perhaps you're hearing sounds around. See if you can just stay in your meditation. What are you throwing into the fire of this practice? Can you allow each bead of sweat to be an offering to this fire of transformation? See if you can come over here to the end. Yeah. Thinking of the ascetics, these ancient or even living Indian sadhus. So here at the front, right in this, who will, in the middle of winter, sit for hours just burning through their suffering, trying to transcend, create more acceptance of the moment, more ability to be with what is. We're gonna start our practice today with a pranayama known as Kapalabhati, shining skull breath. So if you're new to the practice, you can open your eyes as I demonstrate, and if you know it, then you can just wait for us all to begin. So Kapalabhati is an abdominal pumping. So we're just focusing on the exhale. So you can actually bring your hand just below where your rib cage meets. This is your solar plexus. And we're just gonna focus on the exhale, pumping it like this. Like that, yeah, beautiful. keeping our upper body nice and upright. And so I'm going to guide us through 60 full rounds of Kapalabhati. So take a nice deep breath in and up the spine. And exhale, letting out all the stale breath. We'll begin at the top of the next inhale. 60 abdominal pumps. Fully release, drawing the breath in and up the spine and holding for as long as feels comfortable at the third eye. This is our kumbhaka or breath retention. So holding the breath, and then when you're ready, slowly letting the air out like you're releasing air from a balloon, coming back to your organic, natural breath, just observing and witnessing the effects of this practice on the body mind. The face is relaxed, the belly is relaxed. Thumb and index finger are still touching. And we'll come into our second round of Kapalabhati, shining skull breath. Again, we take a nice deep breath in and out. Beginning our 60 abdominal pumps, just focusing on the exhale at the top of the next inhale. Exhale to fully release, drawing the breath in and up the spine, holding the awareness of the third eye for as long as feels comfortable. And slowly releasing the breath like you're letting air out of a balloon. Coming back to your natural breath, we take the next few moments to simply witness and observe. Offering our practice to the spiritual fire of transformation, of tapas, we begin singing three ohms together, singing with our full fire and our full passion. Thank you. hands in prayer to Anjali Mudra at the center of the heart. And bowing to the heart, dropping the chin to the chest, and gently releasing the hands, a perfect fit on the knees. So we're going to begin today with some seated cat-cow, so if you prefer to release your cushion or block, feel welcome. So undulating the spine, we'll begin leading our chin forward. Inhale, arch the spine, draw the shoulder blades together, look up, the sit bones can lift. And as we exhale, like you're pulling a string at the back of the heart, draw the chin into the chest, rolling all the way back to the sit bones, and the knees and feet can lift. Inhale, leading forward with the chin, drawing an S shape with the spine, the gaze is up, and exhale, rounding back. Beautiful. You can come all the way back. One flowing, continuous movement. Inhale all the way forward, undulating the spine. And exhale back. Let's continue a few more rounds with our own rhythm, keeping the hands a perfect fit on the knees, extending the chin, the neck. Beautiful. Finding that flow, that rhythm of the breath and the movement. Bring some big body circles in now. So inhaling to the right, all the way forward, and exhale back, left sit bone, right sit bone. So just rolling over the sit bones, the inhale takes you all the way forward, drawing big, huge body circles. And after your third time, switch direction. Slowly spiraling back into center. Taking the hands forward, we roll over the hands and knees and come into a simple table. Take your knees to touch, tuck your toes, spread your fingers wide, and lift your right leg all the way up, turning your big toe down. And then your left arm can reach forward, the gaze following the fingers. Throughout this exercise, I invite you to stay awake and aware in your fingers and toes. Soft elbow with the right hand. Inhale, lift your ankle, lift your wrist, gaze is up. And as you exhale, elbow to knee, chin to chest, draw the energy in, push the hand away from the earth. Inhale, reach forward and up, lengthening, strengthening. And exhale, hug into the midline. One-armed cat-cow, inhale, reach forward and up. Exhale, hug in, beautiful. Inhale, awaken the fingers and toes. Exhale. Last one, inhale, stay lifted, activating through the fingers and toes. Option to stay here or to bend the knee, reaching the hand to the foot, kicking the foot into the hand. Maybe smiling the face. So soften the elbows, spread your fingers wide. This foundation is going to support you. Beautiful. With grace, we gently release the foot, hand back to the earth, knee back to the earth, sitting for a moment in child's pose, walking the fingertips deeply forward. Take a breath here in Balasana, child's pose, remembering that we are so welcome to gift ourselves this pose at any stage in the practice. Find your breath. With your next exhale, walk your fingertips a little bit more deeply forward. melt your hips a little bit deeper onto your heels. Relax all the muscles of the face. And with your next inhale, let's come all the way back up onto all fours, spreading your fingers wide like the rays of the sun. The heels of your hand are parallel to the top of the mat. Step your knees together. Left leg lifts. Activating through the toes, turn the big toe down, inner spiral of the thigh, right arm forward. Floating the arm and foot up, inhale, lift and lengthen. Exhale, gracefully hugging into the midline. That left hand is pressing away from the earth. Inhale, reach forward and up. Exhale, center. Inhale, reaching all the way. Activate through the hands and the feet. Exhale, hug in. Inhale. Exhale. Last one, inhale, lengthen, stay there, activating. Option one, stay there. Option two, reach the hand behind the back to the top of the foot, kicking the foot into the hand. And with grace, gently release the foot, the hand to the earth. And we'll take one more child's pose. Big toes together, take your knees as wide as the mat. Wiggle your belly between the thighs for a wide angle child's pose. And this time I invite you to take a prayer pose, Anjali Mudra. So your elbows by your ears, draw your hands together and bring your hands towards the sky. Breathing into the space behind the heart. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose and a nice sighing exhale from the mouth. With your next inhale, we're gonna walk our hands forward, finding our first downward facing dog of the practice, Adho Mukha Svanasana. So spread the fingers wide like the rays of the sun, plant down through the pads of the fingers, tuck the toes, lift the hips all the way up high, beautiful. Take a moment to check in with your alignment. Your hands are spread, they're shoulder distance. Your feet are hip distance and parallel. So you can bring one heel into the arch of the opposite foot to measure the distance. Beautiful. Relax your shoulders away from your ears so your shoulders are wrapping around your armpits. Come high onto your toes now, little self-adjustment. Softly bend the knees and press the belly button to the thighs, sending the sacrum, the tail, all the way up to the sky. Taking the weight off of the front body. Beautiful, so you got it. Roll your shoulders away from the ears. Keep your upper body exactly as it is and slowly lengthen the thigh bones back, maybe lowering the heels towards the earth. So lift your ears so they're right between the biceps. Exactly, beautiful. Come high onto the toes and gently bounce the bum up and down. So this is a beautiful fascia releasing pose. So bringing flow and energy to the body's connective tissue. So just bouncing on the balls of the toes. Beautiful. Beautiful. And find your stillness. Look up between the hands. Step or walk to the top of your mat for Ardha Uttanasana, halfway lift. Bringing your hands to the earth, shin or thighs, lengthening your spine, and then exhale, fold. Ha. Interlace your fingers behind your head. Soften your knees. We're gonna work with our feet hip distance apart. So some of us are used to working with our feet together, and for this practice, I invite you to just practice in this way. I'm just comparing. Yeah, so interlace the hands behind your head. Soft bend in the knees, let your sit bones splay open wide, and gently let yourself sway side to side. If you feel that you're holding tension in the face, which often we do, then you can bring your lips together and make a little raspberry or motor sound. is a beautiful way to awaken the vocal cords as well as soften the face. Softly bend the knees, release the hands, planting down through the four corners of the feet, the big toe mound, the pinky toe mound, and two in the heel. As we root down, we're gonna softly, gently roll up vertebrae by vertebrae, letting our head come last. Our arms sweep up, the gaze is up. We remember our intention for the practice, what we're throwing into the fire of this discipline, and we bring it into our hearts. Anjali Mudra. And release. So make sure that your pinky toe is aligned with the outer edge of the heel as you spread your toes. Soften your knees, lift your hips, and choose a drishti, a gaze point in the distance. Sweeping the arms up, inhale, the gaze is up. Hinging from the hips, exhale, we dive the heart forward. Fingers to the earth, shin or thighs, look up and lengthen, ripple the spine forward, pull from the surface. Whatever you're touching, draw it isometrically towards you as you lengthen, and exhale, fold. Again, inhale, lengthen, pulling the heart forward, drawing the earth isometrically towards you, exhale, fold. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Beautiful. Take your right hand to the center of the mat or onto a block. Bend your right knee. Inhale, left arm sweeps open. Uttanasana twist. So use blocks to help you. Come right onto the tips of your fingers, really allowing yourself to... I'm going to borrow yours for a moment. Beautiful. As you inhale, expand your wings open. And as you exhale, gently release that hand down. Bending the left knee, left hand to the center of the mat or a block. Inhale, right arm extends long. So we want to keep the spine long from the sacrum to the crown of the head. Nice long line from the tip of the finger to the tip of the fingers. Come right up onto the very tips of your fingers. Itsy bitsy spider fingers. Yes. Feel how much more length and spaciousness that gives you. Beautiful ujjayi breath I'm hearing. Inhale, open your wings. Exhale, release. Plant the hands on the mat. Step back to the top of a push-up, or we're going to build some inner fire. So spread your fingers wide. Make sure that you're not tenting with your bum up. Make sure that you're avoiding hammocking, letting your low back sag, and come into a plank, like a piece of wood. Pull your kneecaps up. Most of us, we can bring our shoulders a little bit more forward and draw your belly into the spine. Engage Uddiyana Bandha. Soft elbows. Look forward. Find your breath. If you know the ujjayi breath, use it. Could we stay here the rest of class? Maybe not? Okay. Inhale, look forward. Exhale, bring your knees down. Zip your elbows into the side and lower down with control. Interlace the hands behind the back. Shalabhasana. You can take a yogic arrow here or a Charlie's Angel gun. Inhale, peel the heart off the earth as you look up. Zip the legs together, spread the toes, pull the kneecaps up and lift the feet. Beautiful. See if you can bring a soft smile to your face as you revere this opportunity to burn through what is no longer serving you. Inhale, lift the heart, lift the feet, draw them together. Beautiful, everyone. This is Shalabhasana, locust pose. And exhale, gently release, hands beneath the shoulders. Let's take a moment in child's pose. Push back. Option one, the arms are forward. Option two, our hands are in a namaste prayer towards the sky. Option three, our arms are alongside the body. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. With your inhale, walk the hands forward, spread the fingers, come high onto the toes, and offer yourself that self-adjustment. The most important anatomical alignment aspect of this pose is to have a nice long spine. So notice if you're bringing a lot of weight into the front of your body. Notice if your arms are working a lot. And if so, bend your knees more. Beautiful. Walk your hands a little bit forward. You can have a longer dog. Look at my hands. Go up all the way to my fingers. You can dance your dog, bending your right knee, pressing into your left hand. Bending your left knee, pressing into your right hand. Just unwinding any tension in the pose. You'll often hear yoga teachers refer to this as a resting pose. How can you adjust yourself so that this could be more true for you? Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees. Lightly hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat, halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Soft bend in the knees, arms wide, lifting the heart, gathering all the strength and passion and love, and quietly bringing it into your heart. And we'll do one more simple sun salutation to warm the body. Soften the knees, inhale, arms all the way up. Exhale, dive the heart forward using the whole of the breath to find your destination. Inhale, Ardha Uttanasana, lengthen the spine. Exhale, top of a push-up, plant your hands and come here. Take a moment to strengthen here. This is one of the great core practices that you can do every day. When we have a strong core, it helps us with balance. It helps the structural integrity of our whole being. Inhale, lengthen forward through the crown of the head and the heels. Some of us are gonna bring our knees down. Some of us are gonna zip our elbows in and lower halfway. Look forward, and then chest, belly, thighs. I'm gonna come into a cobra this time. Roll the shoulders back, spread the fingers, lifting up halfway. Make sure the shoulders are away from the ears. Pull the kneecaps up, press into the tops of the feet, lift up all the way. And take a moment to roll one shoulder back at a time, kind of drunken cobra, shifting all the weight onto your right thigh, shifting all the weight onto your left thigh. Adho Mukha Svanasana, lowering down, tuck the toes. Some of us might come through a child's pose for a moment. Or coming straight into the downward facing dog. I'm seeing some beautiful self adjustments, lengthening the spine, shoulders rolling away. Finding our breath. Step your feet back a little bit closer towards each other. High onto the toes, softly bend the knees, lightly hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat, halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Rooting down through the four corners, soft knees, arms wide, inhale all the way up, and exhale, quietly bringing that prayer into your heart, taking a moment to revisit your intention as we build the heat in the body. Using the sun salutations as a template, we're going to add on. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up. Exhale, dive the heart forward. Inhale, look up, halfway lift. Exhale, plant the hands, step or jump back. Lengthening through the crown of the head and the heels. Exhale, lower down. Zipping in the elbows, halfway. All the way. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, lift the heart, walk the hands next to the hips. And as you root the tops of the feet into the earth, lift your kneecaps up, pulling the heart forward and up. Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, upward facing dog. Exhale, roll over the toes or find your way downward facing dog. Relaxing all the muscles of your face, make sure that your hands are spread wide and step your feet together. And keeping the heels lifted, inhale, right leg to the sky. Maybe there's a soft bend in the arms in the left leg. And as you exhale, coming into our fire hydrant, bringing the foot to the bum, open the hip and press your foot all the way over to the left. Keep your right armpit square to the earth, the gaze between the thumbs. Lift your knee a little bit higher. Inhale, exhale, reach that foot a little bit deeper. Beautiful. Inhale, come back to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest. Bring the shoulder over the wrist. Inhale, lengthen the leg to the sky. Exhale, bring the knee outside of the right elbow, shoulders over the wrist, toes engaged. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, across the body, left elbow. Beautiful. One more time. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, hug the knee center. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, knee right. Inhale, lengthen. Awaken the foot. Exhale, across the body. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, center. Use your core. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, outside of the right elbow, bring your foot down. Bring your back knee down to the earth. Come onto your fingertips or bring your fingertips onto the blocks. Each bead of sweat an offering, a prayer. Inhale, lift the heart. And as you exhale, melt your hips, slowly lowering your upper body down. Some of us are going to be able to come left forearm, right forearm. Some of us are going to use blocks to lower down. This is our gecko lunge. So breathing into this beautiful hip opener, my back toes are tucked to remain integrated. If my hips are feeling open today, I'm gonna roll over my pinky toe and let my knee open to the right. If I'm feeling really strong, then I'm gonna tuck my toe and lift my back leg all the way up. Wherever I am, I'm going to stay in the fire of the practice and use my breath, my ujjayi breath, to give me power and the staying power to transform. So more for you, more opening with the hips than working on the strengthening. We're gonna come into a twisted variation of this pose. So some of us are gonna come onto our fingertips. Some of us might stay on our forearms. You're gonna bend the knee. Option one, right hand presses the inside of the thigh and we spiral the gaze up. Option two, we bend the back leg and take that right hand to the top of the foot, the back foot, kicking the back foot into the hand to awaken our twist a little bit deeper. The gaze is up. You're welcome to use straps to hold your foot or a block underneath your hand. Or just stay in option one. So if you're new to yoga, always just stick with option one. We've got many years ahead of us, hypothetically, hopefully, to keep opening the body. Last big inhale, spiraling open, and exhale, release, bringing the hands back down. Bring the foot back onto the earth, lift the back leg, hug the knee into the chest, and lengthen the leg back to the sky. Three-legged dog, beautiful. Exhale, we're gonna bring the knee to the left elbow, and take the pinky toe edge of the right foot outside of the hand. That front leg is nice and long now. The right hand comes onto the block or the earth. And inhale as you open the left arm, the whole body extends open. They call this one Fallen Star. Activate the fingers, the toes. Feel yourself expanding open, taking rest anytime you need. Inhale, open. Exhale, bring the hand back down. Taking your hands, shoulder distance, hug the knee in. Lift and lengthen that foot. Exhale, hug the knee in down the center. Place the foot between the hands. Come onto your fingertips. Lift your hips a lot. Lift and spread your toes a lot. Arms up, inhale, crescent lunge. Exhale, sink into the pose. Relax the shoulders, open the heart. Some of us were hyper arching in the low back, so bend your back knee to tilt your pelvis and get it nice and level. Extend your arms, and then from this place, extend the back leg. Beautiful, guys. Release your right arm down. Reaching long, fingertip to fingertip. Inhale, lengthen, root down through that front foot. Exhale, side bend. Looking up underneath the armpit. Beautiful. Inhale, come all the way back up. Exhale, plant the hand, downward facing dog. And take a child's pose. Now you know what's coming on the other side. Take a nice deep breath in. And exhale, let out a nice sigh from the mouth. How does it feel to sit in the fire of the challenge? What is your relationship to this moment? Is there a part of you that just wants to run away, maybe think about what you're gonna have for breakfast, or are you able to stay here with the breath, with the intention? Just an inquiry, not a judgment, just being mindful. And here we go, second side. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Step the feet together. Inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. Right heel can lift up off the earth. And as we exhale, we'll take it into fire hydrant. Press the foot all the way over to the right. Sorry. Yes, to the right. Keep your left armpit square. So notice that it wants to lift. Beautiful. You're stacking your left hip above your right hip. Press your foot a little bit deeper open. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, lengthen to the sky. Activating our core. Inhale here. Exhale, knee between the elbows, draw the belly in, awaken the foot. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, outside of left elbow. Find your breath, lengthen, inhale. Exhale, across the body. One more full round, lengthen, inhale. Exhale, center. Inhale. Exhale, left elbow. Beautiful. Inhale. Exhale, across the body. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, preparing our gecko lunge. Hug the knee outside, left elbow, foot to the earth, right next to the hand. Drop the back knee down and come up onto the fingertips. Maybe even your fingertips come onto blocks. Does anyone need an extra block, by the way? You want an extra? Inhale, lift the heart, lengthen, and as you exhale, sink and melt the hips, lowering down right arm, left arm. Maybe you're just staying on the hands here if you're feeling the sensation deep in your hip. Some of us are going to roll over the pinky toe edge of our foot and let the knee open to the side. Some of us who can do that, maybe we're tucking the back toe and lifting. That breath is going to help you find more depth. With our next inhale, we're going to find our twisted variation. So shifting the weight onto right hand, left hand is gonna press the inside of the thigh away as you spiral the gaze open. Some of us, we're gonna bend our back knee and that left hand is gonna take hold of the back foot, kicking the foot into the hand to spiral the heart open. Most important thing here is to find your breath. So if you're holding your breath or grasping or gasping, come to an earlier stage of this pose. Inhale here, exhale, gently release, bringing the hand back down to the earth. Lift the back leg, hug the knee into the chest, awaken the foot, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, bringing the knee across the body, taking the foot right outside of the right hand. So look at where your foot is. Make sure that it's right next to the right hand. Left hand to the center. Inhale, we open the right arm to the sky, sliding that front foot forward, opening like a twinkling fallen star. Active in the hands. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, expanding. Exhale, hands down. Hands shoulder distance apart. Hug the knee in, lengthen. Inhale. Last pose in the sequence. Hug the knee into the chest, shoulders over wrist, foot between the hands. Come on to the fingertips. Lift your hips, pull the heart forward, lift and spread the toes, and then sweep the arms up. Come a little bit deeper onto the bend. Make sure that all you can see is your big toe. Beautiful. Notice what your back is doing. If it's arching a lot, bend your back knee. Beautiful. Lift your back heel a little bit more, and then firm the back leg. Side bend. Take your left hand down, reaching long, right fingers to left fingers, and exhale, side bending over to the left. The gaze up underneath the right armpit. Keep firming that back leg a lot. That's going to help you. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, step the back foot to meet the front, Tadasana, and shake it all out. Whew. Take a moment to offer your body any undulation or movement. And then bringing your hands into prayer, turn to the person next to you and just give them a you got this look. Here we go, round two. Soften the knees, lift and spread the toes, release your hands. Close your eyes for a moment, find your breath. What are you throwing into the fire of your practice? What are you ready to transform into in your life? Transforming it from a density to a lightness, a darkness to a lightness. Here we go, arms up, inhale. Exhale, hips melting, heart forward. Inhale, Ardha Uttanasana. Exhale, high plank. Inhale, lengthening crown of head to heels. Exhale, lower chest, belly, thighs. Inhale, cobra or upward facing dog. Beautiful, everyone. Open the heart. Exhale, downward facing dog. Taking a moment to find that length in your spine, the softness in your shoulders. Beautiful. Step your feet together, inhale, right leg to the sky, and exhale, open the hip, fire hydrant. On our next round, we're gonna add wild thing. Keep your right armpit square to the earth, beautiful. There we go, pressing your foot over a little bit more. Maybe you can even give a love tap to the person on your right. Inhale, back to the sky, exhale, hug the knee into the center, shoulders over wrists. Just one round. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, across the body. Shoulder to elbow. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, outside. Yes. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, center. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, gecko lunge. Take the foot outside of the right hand. back knee can come to the earth or stay lifted. Come on to the fingertips. Inhale. First we open and then we melt. Find the depth of your breath. Find your variation. So maybe you're rolling over the pinky toe edge to find your a deepening in the hip. You're welcome to keep your back toes tucked. That might help you. Coming into our twisted variation, shift the weight to the left hand, the left forearm, right hand. Pressing open the thigh, maybe reaching around to hold the back foot. The back knee's on the earth. Yes, there we go. Some of us might use a strap here. Props are our friends. We all have different proportions in our body. Notice if you're dumping the weight down into your hand, and you can come onto your fingertips and spiral your chest open. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, expand. Exhale, release. Tuck the back toe, lift the back leg, hug the knee in, three-legged dog. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, our fallen star. Hug the knee in. Take the foot outside of your left hand. Come on to the pinky toe edge. So bring your foot right next to your hand. Slide it forward. Beautiful. Open your left arm all the way up. Lift your hip a little bit more. Gorgeous, guys. Lift your head so it's in line with the spine. Beautiful. Do you feel like you're sparkling, twinkling stars? Because you look so beautiful. Inhale, expand. Exhale, release. Hug the knee in. Lift the hips. Send the leg back. Last pose of the sequence. Inhale here. Exhale, crescent lunge. Set it up with control. Come onto your fingertips. Lift your hips. Pull your heart forward. Root the foot, arms up, inhale, exhale, sink into the pose. Beautiful. Firm that back leg a lot. Exactly. You can lift your foot a little bit higher, your back foot. Lift the hip. There we go. Come a little bit deeper on the end and firm that back leg. Pressing my hand. There we go. Side bending here, release. Right arm down, looking up to the sky. The pinky finger turns down. So it's a side bend, not a twist. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, come all the way back up. Step the back foot to meet the front. Hands in prayer. Woo! A little bit of a fiery practice today. Shake it out. So now that we have the hang of it, we're going to do it one more time just to get into the flow of the breath and movement. So the first round, we're breaking down all of the alignment so you know what to do. Second round, we're getting it in our embodiment. We're embodying the flow. And now we're just going to add our own personal embellishments. Perhaps we're even going to smile and breathe. Do we only do one side?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We'll do one more side then. All right, arms up, inhale. Exhale, fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, step back to a downward facing dog. Stepping the feet together. Inhale, this time we do the left side. Soft elbows. Exhale, we open fire hydrant. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, back to the sky. Working our abdominals. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest, shoulders over the wrist. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, outside left elbow. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, outside right elbow. Beautiful. Inhale. Exhale, center. Inhale, exhale, gecko lunge. Step the foot outside. Bring your back knee down, lengthen your heart, opening hands onto blocks if that's going to help you. And exhale, sink into this beautiful hip opener. This is probably one of my favorite hip openers of all. Let your weight roll over onto the pinky toe edge. The knee can open. You can tuck the back toe and lift the back leg if you would like that little bit extra, but we're already working pretty hard. Coming into our twisted variation. Shifting the weight, right hand, left hand, pressing open, gazing up to the sky. Spiraling our rib cage, maybe taking hold of the back foot, kicking the foot into the hand. But notice if you're dumping the weight down into your hand, and think instead of yielding, drawing the energy from the earth up to give you energy. So you're not relying on the earth, but you're not relying on the earth to take your weight, but you're drawing energy from it. Beautiful. Inhale, expand, and exhale, release. Lift the back leg, hug the knee in. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, our fallen star. So hug the knee in outside the foot. So bring it right outside of the hand, right outside of the right hand. Beautiful. Step your left hand to the center, and then your right arm can expand open. Gorgeous. Lift from the heart. Expand fingertip to fingertip. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, expand open. Exhale, release. Hug the knee in. Lengthen it back. Three legs. Exhale down the center, setting up your low lunge to high lunge. So fingertips, lift your hips, pull your heart forward, arms up, inhale. Exhale, sink into the pose. Take rest whenever you need. There is a lot of challenge happening here. Side bend. Left arm down, right arm up, inhale, expanding fingertip to fingertip. Exhale. Doing this lateral stretch. The gaze is up, the pinky finger is down. Some of you might take that left arm around to the back of the thigh. Beautiful. Arms up, inhale. Step the back foot forward. And now we've completed our second round with just one, fire hydrant missing. It's okay. As my friend Adam always says, we've spent our lifetimes brushing our teeth with our right hand. It's okay. We do it with our left hand or miss a time for our oral hygiene. Probably better that we just do it every day, but okay. Soft knees. Okay, so this is our last time working through the flow. Notice how you feel. Remember what your intention is. Close your eyes. What are you dedicating this practice to? Your feet are hip distance. Your knees are soft as you root down into the earth. You're drawing energy from the earth back up. So feel yourself being filled with the energy, source energy. And here we go, arms up, inhale. Exhale, hinge from the hips, fold. Inhale, Ardha Uttanasana, halfway lift. Exhale, top of a push-up, lengthening back of head to heels. Inhale, exhale, lower chest, belly, thighs, or the knees can come down. Inhale, cobra or upward facing, open the heart, beautiful. Exhale, downward facing dog. So we're gonna add wild thing as an option. Again, if you're new to yoga, stick with the fire hydrant. Step the feet together, inhale, right leg to the sky. Exhale, open the foot, fire hydrant. If you're coming into wild thing, pivot your grounded foot to the jungle behind you, lift your hips, turn the gaze to the middle of your right hand, open your chest, lift your left hip up. Yes, turn that foot all the way, there we go. Some of us are feeling so open, we're even gonna come all the way into back bend, flipping our palms. For the rest of us, inhale, come back, three-legged dog. Exhale, come straight away, gecko lunge. Foot outside the hand. Maybe the knee stays lifted this time as you inhale, lengthen. and exhale lower. Maybe you're coming onto the forearms, shifting the weight, left hand or left forearm, twisting the pose. Inhale to expand. Exhale to release, coming back onto the hands. Lift the back leg, hug the knee in, lengthen three legs. Inhale, awaken the foot. Exhale, fallen star, hug the knee, taking the edge of the foot outside of the left hand and expanding your light open. Shine your light. Inhale here, exhale, hands down, lengthen the leg, three-legged dog, hug the knee in. Beautiful. Inhale here, exhale, lunge. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Arms up, inhale. Open your knee, beautiful. We're gonna skip the side bend and come straight into a vinyasa. High plank to low plank, up dog to down dog, or come straight away into a down dog, or take a few moments in child's pose. I bet you're so excited for Shavasana today. Okay, here we go, one last side. So, can you show courage and stay in the fire until you find the blessing? Inhale, left leg to the sky, inhale. Exhale, open the hip, pressing the foot, fire hydrant or wild thing. Pivot the grounded foot all the way to the jungle behind you. Open your heart, gaze to the middle of that left hand. Beautiful. So turn your foot all the way to the jungle. Some of us, we're gonna take a full wheel, flipping our palm. Inhale, lengthen, three-legged dog. Exhale, gecko lunge, taking the foot outside left hand. Fingertips, inhale, lengthen. You can keep that back leg lifted. Some people are giving me the "why are you killing me" look. And exhale, release. Release that thought. Maybe you're taking the back foot in a twist. Exhale, release. Inhale, three-legged dog. Hug the knee in, lengthen it back. Exhale, fallen star. Taking the foot outside left hand, right hand to the center of the mat. Expand open. You can slide that foot a little bit more forward. Beautiful. Inhale, open. Exhale, release. Hug the knee in, lengthen the leg back. Exhale, low lunge. Hug the knee in. Step the foot through. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Arms up. Inhale, lengthen your arm. Lift this hip a little bit more. Yes, firm that back leg a little bit more. Bend this knee. Firm your back leg. Oops, sorry. Inhale here. Option for vinyasa or child's pose. If you're coming into vinyasa, high plank to low plank, up dog to down dog. Let's all meet in a downward facing dog. Take a rest. Allow yourself the gift of simply being. So bring your knees down. Take them as wide as the mat or keep them together if you prefer. Choose the option of your hands. Breath in through the nose and exhale, let out a nice soft sigh. What have you been dedicating this practice to lightening, to releasing? Whether or not you were able to quote unquote achieve any of the poses, it's the journey that's the destination. It's this willingness to show up day after day. This is the practice of yoga. They say meditation is medication for this moment only. So we keep practicing every day, showing up to this tapas, this inner. inner fire, to burn through what doesn't serve us so we can make space for more freedom, more peace, more love, more acceptance, more compassion in our lives. If your arms are forward, bring them alongside the body. Gently roll up, tucking your toes, spreading your toes, sitting back on your heels in this tucked toe hero's pose. You can take your elbows above the hands, your hands on the elbows, just pulling your elbows away from each other as you draw your shoulder blades together. And again, Uddiyana Bandha, hug the belly in towards the spine to ensure that you're not hyper arching. Just close your eyes as you relax the shoulders away from the belly, from the ears. Just relax your shoulders away from the belly. And gently release the arms. Letting them hang by the side for a moment as you continue to awaken and open your feet. The foundation that supports us. Bringing your hands a little bit forward, release the top, come slowly onto the tops of your feet. Feeling the fresh rush of blood and energy back to your support. Walk your hands forward. Step your knees together. Just like we did at the beginning, inhale, lengthen your right leg behind you, lifting the heart. Arching the spine, so a little back bend here. And as you exhale, hug the knee in round. Walk the hands forward. You're gonna take your knee behind the right wrist now. Tuck your back toe, take your back knee back, and walk your hands next to your hips. So you can see that my right butt cheek is lifted, my hands are rooting down to the earth, and I'm pressing down through my knee and drawing the energy in and up. So some of us, hands on the earth or block, some of us, arms all the way up. Some of us, we can even take our elbows up and our hands in prayer to the shadow side of our being. Root down through the knee, draw the energy in towards the midline. Some of us are gonna be able to lift that back foot, and the hands are gonna be able touch the back foot, kicking the foot into the hand, Raja Kapotasana, and some people are just gonna smile and acknowledge that we might have a few more years to get there, and that's okay. Being flexible in the body does not mean being good at yoga. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, release the hands down. Right hand, take the flesh away from the sit bone and lower all the way down. So come onto a block or cushion. Wiggle the toe forward so that eventually from the knee to the ankle will be parallel to the top of the mat. My back toe is tucked. Fingertips forward, lengthening, opening the heart. Inhale, and then slowly, like I'm melting through honey, left arm, right arm. I can stack my fists here and melt my forehead, or I can stack my palms, or I can use a prop. Take the knee a little bit wider this way. There we some of us can release the foot down, top of the foot. Some of us might prefer to have a tucked toe. If you can slow down the breath, introducing a gentle mantra here. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Holding in the face. I'm going to take five more luscious, deep, mantraful breaths here. Yin tissues of our body and the lower half of our body respond so well to these longer holds. With your next inhale, slowly walk your hands to an upright. Tuck your back toe. Draw your back knee in, and then pushing into your hands, lift the knee. Take a child's pose and feel the difference side to side. If you prefer to sit upright, you're also welcome. Are we feeling the difference side to side a little bit? Yeah, feel free to wiggle around a little bit and move into the space that you've just created. Here we go again, coming up into our king pigeon and then our sleeping swan. So walking the hands forward, hugging the knees together. Inhale, we lengthen left leg back, lifting the heart, beautiful. And then exhale, hugging the knee into the chest, bringing the knee behind that left wrist, tuck your back toe to come back. You can straight away bring a block underneath you if you need, otherwise fingertips on either side, open the heart, shoulders draw back. Push down through the knee, draw isometrically towards the midline. Maybe the arms get light to the sky, maybe even elbows up, prayer down the back, acknowledging and honoring your shadow side. Maybe the back foot can come and lift up, the hands holding the toes, and maybe not. Inhale, expand. Exhale, gently release the hands. Take the left hand flesh away from the left sit bone and roll down onto a block, a cushion, or the earth. Wiggle that foot forward. Fingertips open the heart. Inhale, like you're moving through honey. Exhale, right arm, left arm. Stacking your fists or your palms or reaching your hands forward. What are you ready to let go of? What are you holding that no longer serves you? Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Keep the face soft. back toe is relaxed or maybe it's tucked. Just consciously offering yourself what you need. Just taking our last five full, yummy, juicy, letting go breaths here in Pigeon. Let's join in a sigh. Take a deep breath in. It's my favorite type of adjustment. And slowly with the next inhale, come all the way up. This time we're going to walk our hands over to the left, rolling over our left sit bone and coming all the way forward into Baddha Konasana, butterfly or bound angle pose. You can just flap your wings a little bit. Finding your stillness. Interlace the hands underneath the feet, lengthen the heart, inhale, and then as you exhale, reaching forward with the heart, maybe the elbows are pressing the inner knees open, or maybe you feel more comfortable to walk the hands forward and just gently sway side to side. Taking three nice big breaths here. Drop your chin to your chest, close your eyes, find stillness now. Next inhale, gently coming all the way up, hands outside of the knees, drawing the knees together. Give yourself a nice big hug, lengthening your spine, coming onto the balls of the toes, bringing your forehead to the knees, and letting your toes float. I always forget the Sanskrit of this pose. I call it egg in a spoon pose. Let your toes float as your forehead kisses your knees. Feeling the roundness through the back of the neck. Let your feet be soft. Look up. Show peace and love to the world. Wrap it around the big toes. Roll the shoulders away from the ears and slowly press the heels all the way forward. Drawing the belly into the spine, draw the shoulders back, pressing out through the four corners of the feet. If the knees need to be bent here, no problem. From here, we're going to move into Navasana Boat Pose. So option one, stay here. Option two, hands behind the back with the knees bent, heart lifted. Option three, hands behind the thighs. Option three, arms alongside the body, the toes forward, lifting the heart. Option four, five, smiling face. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, crisscross of the heels. Root the hands into the earth. Lift the hips and just release any compression in the low back. We're going to come into one last round. Hug your knees in. Forehead to knees. Peace and love to the world. Wrap the toes, shoulders back, Navasana. Hug your belly in and find your variation. Nice. And then gently with control, bring your feet to the earth. Lift your hips. Take your arms by your side and using your core strength, lower down with control. Take your knees to touch and your feet wide like you're tenting, and take your elbows above your head. We're in the final stretch. We're gonna do two more poses. We're gonna come into a back bend, and then we're gonna come into an inversion, and then we're gonna come into Shavasana. Take your feet hip distance. Bring your fingertips to touch your heels. Root down through your feet. And as you inhale, pushing down into the feet, curl your hips all the way up and rock your shoulders underneath the back. You can interlace your hands, or you can keep holding the hands to the heels. Come high onto the toes. Press your hips a little bit higher. Draw your knees isometrically in toward each other. And then keeping the body as it is, just lower the heels down. So keep pressing the hips up. Keep hugging the knees in. And exhale, releasing the hands one at a time, rolling onto the back. You can bring your knees together and your feet wide. Holding the elbows above the head, a moment of rest. This is gonna be our last back bend of the practice. Take your feet hip distance. Fingertips to the heels, root down through the feet, and inhale, curl the hips all the way up to the sky, rocking the shoulders underneath. You can do that little adjustment, coming onto the toes, lifting the hips, pressing the hips super high, press the hands down into the earth. Hug the knees in toward each other. Hugging the knees in toward each other. If you've come all the way up, notice what's happening with the feet. Beautiful. Exhale, release. Bring your feet together and your knees wide in a butterfly. You can hold your elbows above your head, or bring one hand to the heart and one hand to the belly. Find your breath. Notice the effect of the back bend on your heart rate. As you push your feet together, let your knees melt open towards the earth a little bit more. Feel the softening of the hips and groin. Viparita Karani. Take your hands outside of your knees and lift your feet up to the sky, your big toes touching. Some of you might like to lift your sacrum onto a block or cushion. The back is on the earth. The knees can have a gentle bend in them if you like. We're gonna stay here for 10 breaths. Option to use your core strength to bring both legs down at the same time, or else this one leg down at a time. Taking the next few moments to set up for Shavasana, taking the feet as wide as the mat, taking the arms by the side. And just raise your hand if you'd like me to come around with an eye pillow for you. Feeling the weight of your body on the earth. Allowing yourself to be held, to be transformed. Start to awaken fingers and toes. Rolling onto one side. Together in Anjali Mudra, taking a moment to bring gratitude to yourself for showing up, your willingness to do this work of transformation into this path of practice that always helps to guide our way home. Bowing to the heart. Namaste. Thank you, beautiful beings, for your beautiful practice and presence. It was a bit of a challenging, sweaty class today dedicated to fire, so thank you for your willingness. If you've borrowed a mat, please wipe it down. If you've borrowed an eye pillow, you can drop it off here. If you've dropped in or if you have questions, come and see me. If you are on teacher training and want to check in with me, I'll hang back. Otherwise, I will see you at the 11:30 session with Kimana.